And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 25th of May, 2015. Memorial Day, which became a holiday after the Civil War, to honor the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in battle. The day was chosen by Union General John Logan, May 30th, specifically because it was not the anniversary of any particular battle. But in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Holidays Act, made Memorial Day the last Monday in May to allow for a three-day weekend. The veterans of foreign wars was opposed to that change. They believe that people have lost sight of the original meaning of the holiday, and it's become a holiday for families to remember anyone they have lost and to lay flowers at gravesites, or to go shopping, or to barbecue, or to watch the Indianapolis 500. Some people visit the graves of favorite authors, Ernest Hemingway, buried in the municipal cemetery in Ketchum, Idaho. Fans have been known to leave bottles of liquor and pennies at Hemingway's grave. F. Scott Fitzgerald, buried with his wife Zelda in Rockville, Maryland, at St. Mary's Cemetery. Fans have left packs of cigarettes, martini glasses, and gin bottles. John Keats, buried in Rome, under an epitaph he wrote himself. He was discouraged by harsh criticism of his long poem Endymion, and as he lay dying of tuberculosis, he wrote his own epitaph, "Here lies one whose name was writ on water." Oscar Wilde was so taken with Keats and his grave in Rome that he wrote an essay about it and also a sonnet with the lines, "Thy name was writ in water, it shall stand, and tears like mine will keep thy memory green." It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Live in the sunshine, swim the sea, drink the wild air. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." Ralph Waldo Emerson, born Boston, 1803, came from a family of Unitarian ministers, went off to Harvard Divinity School, was ordained, got married, he was happy, became senior pastor of a Unitarian church in Boston, and 2 years after he got married, his wife Ellen died of tuberculosis at the age of 19. Emerson was devastated, began to have doubts about the church, took a leave of absence, went on vacation in the mountains of New Hampshire, and by the time he returned, he decided to resign. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Finish every day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense." Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright. "It's Sweet to Be Remembered." No one's remembered much longer than a rock is remembered beside the road, if he's lucky, or some tune or harsh word uttered in childhood or back in the day. Still, how nice to imagine some kid someday picking that rock up and holding it in his hand briefly before he chucks it deep in the woods, in a sunny spot, in the tall grass. Charles Wright's poem, "'Tis Sweet to Be Remembered," from his collection Sestets, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.